Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad you're listening. Today's topic focuses on cultivating a grateful heart at Christmas. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Grateful for Christmas, written and read by Meg Booker. Thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. The holiday season kicks off with the reminder to be thankful. Gratitude is a powerful mentality. When we force a smile onto our faces, it actually triggers positive thoughts in our minds. The world is a difficult place, but God is bigger. His faithfulness gives us strength. God loves us so much, He sent His Son Jesus to earth to save us. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 reads, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." To this, let us force our faces into a smile if we have to this holiday season, in gratitude for the following: forgiveness. "And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Jesus has the authority to forgive sin. We cannot remove the guilt and shame which the world and our enemy heaps on us for everything we are acutely aware we miss the mark on. But God doesn't see us that way. He chooses to view us through the filter of forgiveness we receive through Christ Jesus. When we confess our sins, we are forgiven. The weight of guilt and shame have no power over us. Hope. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 reads, "All right, then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. We are never alone. Jesus came to earth, born a baby in Bethlehem to Mary and Joseph. He grew up experiencing humanity similar to the way we do. Though we cannot live the sinless life he did, He sent His Holy Spirit to be with us always, to the end of every age, Scripture proclaims. In Him, we have a hope which will never cease. The reality of who Jesus is gives us hope in who and whose we are. The Word of God. "So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." John chapter 1, verse 14. The Bible is not just a collection of amazing stories. It contains the history of God's people and His plan to redeem and restore them. Christ was there in the beginning. Jesus is the living Word of God. In Him, we find the peace of prophecy fulfilled and powerful wisdom to guide us in our daily lives and the purpose we were always meant to walk in. Peace. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. The moment we receive Christ Jesus as our Savior, peace rushes in with His Holy Spirit. The peace of God is, as the Apostle Paul wrote, surpasses all understanding. The powerful peace we possess as we follow Jesus grows alongside the other fruits of the Spirit in our lives. Daily, His peace is with us. When we embrace and operate in it, we bring glory to God as our lives were meant to. Salvation. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Salvation is the surrender of our lives into the hands of our Lord Jesus. He came to earth to live out the will of God and sacrifice his life for the forgiveness of our sins. When we welcome him into our hearts, we are new creations. The old has gone, the new has come, the Bible says. Salvation is new life in Christ, life replete of guilt and shame and overflowing with freedom. God's faithfulness. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. God is faithful. Great is his faithfulness, Lamentations 3, 23 proclaims. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Every day we wake to the tune of God's sovereign plan for our lives. The dictionary defines faithfulness as lasting loyalty and trustworthiness. The verses above from the Gospel of Luke demonstrate why the Lord can be trusted. Jesus' birth was foretold and fulfilled, leaving no doubt about who he is or who sent him. Intersecting faith and life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Christmas is a time to reflect on God's love for us. He is not concerned with our failures and flaws as much as he loves us for the people he created us to be. Each unique and specifically purposed. No one is accidental. God knit every person together and knows the number of hairs on each head. We are so loved. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, James wrote, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. James chapter 1, verse 17. This holiday season, let's allow the power of gratitude flip our perspective. Christmas is a season which proclaims peace and hope. Jesus came to earth so we would understand how to live to the fullest by following him. For further reading, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.